Hey, friend, I don't know if you know this, but I have a new book coming out on March 5th. It's called Protect Your Peace, 9 Unapologetic Principles to Thrive in a Chaotic World. And I would love your support by pre-ordering my book. Go to TrentShelton.com/book. Why pre-order? Because as an author, it helps me get on more TV shows. The book gets in more stores. And for you, you get a whole bunch of cool free stuff that will go away soon if you don't pre-order. So go pre-order the book. Get the book. This book is going to change the world. Let's get it.
I'm out here, man. I'm out here protecting my peace. Out here in nature, doing my nature run, my nature workout, my nature connecting. And I got a special message today. So I just want you to be dialed in. I want you to open up your heart. And I hope these words really speak to your soul. You know, this podcast episode, I'm out in the studio. I love it to bring you to you guys when I'm feeling it, man. When I'm out in the elements, when I'm out in nature, because nature heals. You know, nature is God's medicine for the soul. And nature has brought me a lot of peace, a lot of clarity, a lot of courage, a lot of strength, especially during this hard season of mine. And during this hard season, people have asked me, Trent, how have you been able to push on? How are you able to do Rare Breed Academy the day after your mom died and stick with that for 6 weeks? How are you able to continue to show up on social media? How are you able to continue to show up for your family? You know, wasn't it hard? Wasn't it tough? Weren't you heartbroken? And my answer is yes. It's still hard. I'm still heartbroken. I'm still going through a little bit of stress and just a little bit of hard times, a storm. But this is the truth that I know about life. Even when the storm is there, guess what? The sun is still there too.
Hey, what's up? This is Trent Shelton. Some people know me as an author, as a speaker, as an athlete. Some people know me as the guy whose videos pop up in their social media feeds. But at the end of the day, I'm simply a man on a mission. I want to help you transform your life using the exact tools I use to transform mine. I won't say I have all the answers, but I will do everything I can to help you find yours. My goal isn't to reach millions. My goal is to reach you. Welcome to Straight Up. Let's get it.
The sun is loyal. The sun is always going to rise. It's always going to show its face. No matter what the weather may look like, it might hide behind some clouds. You might can't see it. But the sun, it's always showing up. And I like to think of my life as that sun, always showing up. And maybe I can't shine as bright some days. Maybe I can't be as on fire some days, but I can always show up. And what's helped me develop this mindset, develop this perseverance, develop this resilience, and I want to share this with you because this is going to help you also. It's me having the mindset of, this is building me. Everything is building me. Through my grief, it's building me. Through my losses, which I don't even consider them losses, because I think everything's a game because everything is building you. Through my hard times, through my struggles, through my confusion, through my failed attempts, through my storms, through my mistakes, through my inconsistencies, everything is building me. When you have that mindset, you realize this truth that everything can work for you. Everything can lead you to a place that no perfection could have led you, that no perfect day could have led you. The storm has its purpose too. Without the storm, we wouldn't have growth. Without the storm in nature, we wouldn't have such a green scenery. Without the storm, we wouldn't understand how important the shelter is in our life. So I want you to think about that right now. Maybe you're going through a great time in life. Maybe you're going through a hard time. I don't know where you're at. But what if you just start telling yourself every time an obstacle showed up? And I know it's hard sometimes to say it, trust me. I know it's easier said than done. I know it's impossible. It seems impossible when you see no possibilities. But what if you told yourself, this is building me? Because I'm going to tell you something. The future will always reveal that. I wouldn't be who I am today if it wasn't for those hard moments that were building me. In the moment, it felt like it was breaking me. In the moment, forget that it was breaking me. But over time, as I kept showing up, over time, as I kept relying on my faith, over time, as I gave myself permission to feel, to hurt, to go through those moments, it built that emotional resilience. And that's when strength is created. Strength isn't created by doing things of perfection. Strength is created by progressing through the hills in your life, by progressing through the downs, by progressing when it seems like the storm is flooding your life, but you still find the courage to swim. That's when strength is created. And I know you're listening to this right now. I know you're saying, Trent, but you don't understand. I do understand. And a lot of times it takes us not understanding what is happening, but trusting the process. When we look back on our journey, it's not the success. It's not the mountaintop. It's the climb that we enjoyed so much. It's not the destination. It's the journey. And let's be honest, the journey sometimes sucks. Maybe you're in a season that sucks right now. But when you look back on your journey, I promise you, the season that sucked was the season that you're going to value the most, because that's when you found yourself. That's when you found that you inside of you that you didn't know existed. But hard times, but struggle, but people talking about you, but mistakes, but failure, but setbacks had to bring it out you. You know, I was up here running today, and I run this thing called the skateboard ramp. It's two hills, and in the middle, it goes flat. So I run up, I run back down. Just picture a skateboarder on a bowl. And right now, it's tough for me. It's hard. But I'm telling myself, if this was easy, what would it really be doing for my life? And I'm not telling you to seek out hard times on purpose. But when those hard times come, because they will, we're human beings. When those hard times show its face, you don't go running hide. You step up to those hard times. Even if your back's against the wall, you still find the courage. You still find the strength to stand up and face it. Because the reality that you don't face doesn't become the reality that disappears. It becomes the reality that haunts your life forever. In order to get past it, to get through it, you must go through it. In order to get to the other side, you must be willing to tread the water. You must be willing to sail the rough seas. You must be willing to endure the hard climb. That's when endurance is created in your life. Endure doesn't mean that it's going to be easy. Endure means that you're not going to give up and you fall in love with progression. And I want to tell you this. Sometimes, matter of fact, all the time, forget sometimes, strength feels like struggle at first. All the time. Building feels like breaking at first. All the time. Clarity feels like confusion at first. All the time. Courage feels like conflict at first. And what most people do when they feel these hard emotions, most people don't even feel it. They run from it. And they sit there and write the rest of their story based upon a chapter. I know during this season of my life, where it's storming, where it's hard, where I miss my mother, I miss my grandmother. It's not a day that goes by where I don't shed a tear. But those tears are slowly turning from tears of sadness to tears of joy. Those tears are slowly turning from tears of sorrow to tears of strength. And I'm finding my smile again. I'm finding my joy again because I've been willing to go on the journey. I've been willing to go down the uncomfortable path because, as I always told you, it's the uncomfortable path that leads your life to the most comfortable place, to the place of courage, to the place of strength. And I don't want to even say comfortable place because I don't want you to take that out of context, but a place where you know everything's going to be all right. And so some of you might be going through the greatest time of your life. And I say the greatest time because when you look back, it's going to be the time that built your character, built your integrity, that built your perseverance, your resilience, all those words the most. And just to challenge you for a bit, in these next 5 minutes or so, because I don't want to take too much of your day. Every single one of you listening to this right now, you that's hearing my voice come through your speakers, your headphones, I want you just to close your eyes for a moment. Close your eyes for a moment. And I just want you to think about everything in your life that you thought was working against you. I want you to think about everything in your life that seemed unfair. I want you to think about every season of your life that was filled with a forecast that was tearing your life apart. And now I want you to think about all those things. And I want you to say one by one, you were building me. So if you're a person that had a dream that failed, like myself at the NFL, I want you to say right now, you were building me. If you're a person right now that it seems like everybody's turned their back on you, you have no support during your season of feels like loneliness, but really solitude is a better word because solitude allows you to really dive in deep and have that internal conversation, that internal dialogue with yourself. I want you to tell yourself right now in this moment that you are building me. I want you to tell that mental health issue, that depression, that sadness, that grief, that worry, that anxiety that seems like you can't get a control over it. I want you to tell that thing that you are building me. Because everything in your life, if you allow it with your permission, is building you. It's building you brick by brick, day by day, struggle by struggle, piece by piece. The greatest masterpieces in your life aren't made from perfect pieces. They're made from broken pieces. And what God does is he takes your broken pieces. He takes that broken relationship. He takes that broken dream, that broken friendship, that broken, whatever it may be in your life, that broken health issue. He takes it and he molds it into a masterpiece. And that masterpiece is you. You are imperfectly perfect, my friend. You are imperfectly made that makes you the perfect you. We all have our issues. I tell people all the time, man, if you're looking for a flaw in me, find it, because I have flaws. I have faults. I make my mistakes. I've had my losses in life, which are really gains, because I learned from it, because I decided just with a simple shift in my mindset that this is no longer breaking me, that this is building me. You have to run your race in life. And my friend, your race is going to look different than the next competitor in life. Your race is going to look different than your mother's. It's going to look different than your friends. It's going to look different than that social media person you follow on social media. And the problem that we do is that we compare our race with someone else's race. Your race is tailor-made to your progression, to your growth, to your strength, to your courage. You have to go on a certain journey, because that journey is meant to bring out the purpose of your life, not your friend's life, not Trent Shelton's life. Not whoever you follow on social media's life, and you take their advice and their words. That's why I always tell you, listen, I can't tell you how to live your life. I'm not a guru. I'm not an expert. I'm just sharing. And whatever you need, take it. Whatever doesn't apply to you, leave it. We live in a world where there's so much information. There's so many people telling you how to live. You listen to all these podcasts and everybody. And I believe in knowledge. But sometimes there's a thing, it's too much knowledge, because now you're not even moving because you're paralyzed by an overwhelm of knowledge that everybody's telling you. Then do this, do that, how to, and this and that. And you don't know where to go. And you've been living your life in circles because you have chosen to listen to everybody else instead of listening to your journey of your life. You have a race to run, and your race is yours. And when you enroll in someone else's races, that's when you burn out. When you're trying to keep up, just like in track, with someone else's pace, when you're not ready for that pace or you're further than that pace, that's when you burn out, or that's when you don't get the most out of your race of life. You have to run your race. And in your race, you're gonna have to find the strength to endure the hurdles that are placed there, the confusion that is placed there, the pain that is placed there, the peace, the strength that is placed there, the clarity. One thing about this world and this life is that no race is perfect, but you have the damn baton in your hand. I don't know if you ever ran track before. I don't know if you ever ran a relay before. But there's a legacy of people that make up your relay team, your family, whether that family is blood or not. There's a legacy of people that's dependent on you to run your race as best as you can. And right now, as you're listening to my sound come out of your speakers, if you're listening to my voice right now, as you're listening to this podcast right now, you have the damn baton in your hand. And excuse my use of words, but I'm passionate about this. You have the baton in your hand. And this is what really got me through this last month. I realized that my mom reached her finish line, that my grandmother reached her finish line, that my grandparents reached their finish line, that my best friend that committed suicide that had me start rehab time reached his finish line. I had a choice in my life. In that moment, I can decide to allow their death, their exit from my life. And when I say exit, I'm talking about the people who walked out of your life that are still alive too. I could allow that to be the reason that I don't get the most out of my race, that I jog through life, that I stop running the race that was meant for me. And I realized that if I stop running, and sometimes when you run, it's not going to be a sprint. Sometimes it's a pitter-patter. Sometimes it's a jog. Sometimes it's a walk. Sometimes it's a crawl. Sometimes it's a sprint. Sometimes it's all out. Sometimes it's barely enough. Sometimes that race is tough. I don't know if you ever ran the 400 meters before. You get around that curve, that last 100 meters, it's hard, right? Your butt locked up, you can barely run. But you find a way to sprint as hard as you can to that finish line. You have the baton in your hand. And your family's last name, I want you to say that last name right now. On the count of three, I want you to yell that last name out with me. Your last name, I'm gonna say mine. One, two, three, Shelton. I want you to say your last name again. 1, 2, 3, Shelton. I'm gonna be quiet on my end, but I want you to say it one more time. 1, 2, 3. I want you to feel that last name in your soul, because there's so many people before you, your ancestors, your great grandparents that you might never met before, their parents, your mom, your grandpa, whoever, your cousins that fought for your last name. And they ran their race as best as they could. And you might be saying, but Trent, they gave me the baton behind. They ran their race as best as they could. But their race is over. But your race is now just beginning. My question to you right now is, how are you gonna run your race in life? If you're a parent, your kids are dependent on you. If you have no kids, the people around you are dependent on you. And you have the ability, my friend, to set the tone for your last name, for your legacy. You have the ability to change the trajectory of your family's legacy. You have the opportunity to further the next generation based upon what you do. I'm blessed that my mother ran a hell of a race, and she gave each and every one of us a lead on life. What do you mean by that, Trent? When I got the baton, I didn't have to play catch up. When I got the baton, I didn't have to overextend myself, because my mom did her job. She did her duty to give her kids, the next generation, her friends, her coworkers, everybody that came in contact with her, she handed off the baton to them with the lead on life. How are you going to hand off your baton? Because one thing is for certain, two things is for sure, that your finish line is going to come. Who knows when that will be? But just make sure when you cross your finish line, you can look yourself in your soul and say, man, I ran a hell of a race. And this race is a marathon, my friends. This race is a marathon. Don't be the reason why the people that come after you have to spend the rest of their life trying to recover from their childhood, because you left the wrong seeds for their harvest. Every single day, you're planting seeds. Every day. Whether you want to or not, you're planting seeds. And those seeds will grow, because life waters every single seed. What's your harvest going to look like? But like I say at the end of every single podcast episode, it all starts with you. And I know it's windy out here, but I'm a real one, y'all. I ain't here for all the lights, the cameras, and all that. I'm just bringing it to you from my cell phone, man, because I'm out here in nature, and this one I felt the message. I got to honor and be loyal to my heart so I can touch your heart. If you got something from this, share it with somebody. Tag me on social media. And what's amazing, man, I just seen a red bird fly across here twice, and I'm going to give y'all a little bit of personal family stuff. And I'm not going to tell the whole story, but when we lived in Louisiana, there was a red bird that came to our window every single day. And we always bonded over that red bird. My mom would say, Trent, Terry, Todd, the red bird is here. And the red bird would peck on our window and annoy us. But we become fond of that red bird. And while I'm out here in nature, I just seen a red bird. And one was just sitting on that branch, singing like it was listening to this message. I take that as a sign that my mom is telling me and telling you. And she wouldn't say these words, but I'm going to say it. Go run your damn race and forget anybody who makes you feel insignificant, that makes you feel like you ain't running hard enough, fast enough. Go run your damn race. Get the most out of it, because your finish line one day will come. It all starts with you. I love you. I appreciate you. Straight up.
Straight Up is hosted and recorded by me, Trent Shelton. The episodes are produced by Chelsea Harfouche and mixed and edited by Andrew Weller. Cameron Berkman is our executive producer. Straight Up with Trent Shelton is a production of The Hollis Company.
Hey, I want to make sure you got my phone number. Like, for real. No kidding. Did you even know that I have a community text number? And if you don't, where have you been? So go ahead, take out your pen and paper, take out your phone, and write this number down. My phone number is 817-242-2719. I'm going to repeat it for you. 817-242-2719. People always ask, Trent,
How did you get that community text number? And how does it work? Well, today's your lucky day. Go to community.com and go get your own. Community makes it easy to get a phone number that you can use to build your audience using texting. People just text you at the number, they're added to the group, and then you can text them out audios, video links, anything you want. Like, you already know, I text out podcast links, random things about life. I text out surprises, all the things that I don't post anywhere else except my rehabber text community. Texting gets me out of the noise of social media and directly to you. And guess what? Now you can start texting your people too. Just go to community.com to get your number. They'll give you a 10-digit real phone number. Not those weird short codes that look like spam, but it's more than just a number, y'all. Your new number comes with an inbox for SMS texting. This means you can actually manage your text links from your community and an app on your phone. You can schedule texts at certain times to certain groups. It even comes with auto replies. So many things. Just go to community.com and ask for a free demo. They'll show you how it works and get you your phone number. It's time to start texting your audience versus just posting on social media. Everyone uses community for just that. So go check them out at community.com. That's community.com. Let's get it.
Hey, you, I got a question for you. Are you trying to build your community online this year? If not, you should. Without the rehabbers across the world, there would be no trend show in the rehab time. Everyone in business is talking about the power of community, because when you get community right, not only does your audience grow faster, but so does your sales. But where is everyone managing their communities these days? A lot of online entrepreneurs and thought leaders are turning to Circle.so. Circle is an all-in-one community platform. It lets you host content, create discussions, live streams, group chats, memberships, all under your own brand. And what's cool about Circle.so is that you don't even need a website or a Facebook group. Instead, Circle lets you build your own community site where you can host content and manage your members. You can even create locked or unlocked content spaces, groups, and classes. You can put your content behind a paywall too, and you can charge different amounts of money for different spaces on your community site. Circle.so is famously easy to use, and it has its 14-day trial free just for you. Go to circle.so. Imagine being able to manage your community, start chat groups and live classes, accept payments, all in one place. If this is the year to capture, organize, and monetize your community, head over to circle.so. You can get a free trial and start building your online community right now. Just go to circle.so. Let's get it.